Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach Trip Lanier.
Do you feel like you have to barter with your partner just to have sex? Are you expecting the quality of your sex life to slowly rot away as you get older? And what if you could learn how to become a master of the vagina? Today, we're going to discuss why everyone is going to be happier when you learn how to give a woman a 15-minute orgasm. Welcome to The New Man. Today we're talking with Nicole Dedone. She's the founder of One Taste and author of Slow Sex, The Art and Craft of the Female Orgasm. Nicole, thank you so much for taking the time to talk today.
I'm really happy to be here.
So in a nutshell, let's get it all out on the table. What do you teach? What do you bring in the world here?
I teach a practice called orgasmic meditation.
All right. Orgasmic meditation. And this tends to center around the female orgasm. Is that right?
Exactly. Right. Yes.
Okay. All right. And so if this is a show for guys, I'm going to play the skeptic here. Why should the guy on a treadmill right now care about giving a woman an orgasm? Nothing's obvious here. Nothing's too obvious here. Why should he care? What's in it for him to help a woman reach orgasm?
Yeah, what's in it for him? Well, I have like 1,000 answers. I'll just start at the most base level. How about that?
Please.
He gets a happier woman.
Yeah?
And a nicer woman. I mean, that's about as simple as it can get. But like, I'll go to the other extreme, right?
Okay.
And the other extreme would be, basically, he can actually hit a level that's like master musician.
Wow.
So the practice is as much for him as it is for her.
Okay.
Like, as Carlos Santana said, there's a point where your instrument plays you.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to be like that for the guys. The guys are like, they walk around with their finger up and their finger's electrified. And they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. So then in between, there's all of these things. Like, you get the most amazing sex of your life. And, you know, you actually get the instruction manual for the first time ever.
Oh, okay. I'm just getting this. There's a big shift here for a guy that's out there just trying to get laid or get something right from her. This is more of a spirit of service. This is giving. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's a funny thing, but our culture is so messed up that it's hard to grasp that, wow, at the end, you end up as gratified as she does.
Cool.
Which I know
let's get, what are we talking about here? What is orgasmic meditation? Walk us through it just so we can get kind of a visual on what we're talking about here.
Okay. So you want me to give you the graphic?
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So she lies down. In this case, we'll use a man and a woman. So she lies down. He puts one leg underneath her knees, which are now butterflied open, and one leg over her stomach.
Okay.
He then rests his right thumb at the base of her introitus. The introitus is the area where you to have penetration, intercourse, where you would enter.
Okay.
And then you slide your hand underneath her behind.
Okay.
Then you put some lubrication on your left finger and you draw your finger up onto her upper left-hand quadrant of her clitoris.
Okay.
So if her clitoris were a clock and the 12 o'clock position were her belly, then you would put it on the 1 o'clock position, just slightly to the left.
Okay. All right.
And then you would stroke up, down, up, down, up, down, no more firmly than you would stroke an eyelid.
Okay. All right. Okay.
For 15 minutes.
For 15 minutes, and that's orgasmic meditation. And in nowhere in there, even though this is a go both ways thing, was the penis mentioned. So help walk us through that.
Well, I mean, it's such an interesting question because the answer gets so woo-woo, but it's actually scientific.
Okay.
So I don't know. Are you familiar with the limbic system?
Yeah.
There's this thing inside of animals, right? So like if all the birds are flying and they all go left at the same time, they don't say like, hey, Charlie, turn left. Mm-hmm. There's something inside of them that can feel each other.
Okay.
Right? Or if a mother has a baby, the baby's heartbeat begins to correspond with the baby,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, with the mother, right?
Right.
Or, you know that feeling if you're kissing, and you can actually be kissing on your lips, but you feel something down in your genitals?
Okay. All right.
It's that same kind of connection.
Okay. All right. So this is some Jedi level stuff. For the guy out there, you know, this is what Jedi sex starts to look like. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and it's funny that it's Jedi because it's like the most basic. You know, it's like, it's the same exact thing. Like if an Olympic skier goes into the zone, it's the zone. You get into the zone.
Okay. There's so many, I hear from so many guys, they want to learn tricks. They want to learn tips. But this sounds a little different. Even though this is a technique that a guy can learn, there's something, it feels like there's something so much more to this than just being a technique. Is that right?
Yeah, it's funny. There's this, I don't want to use a woo-woo word, but there's this woman who does yoga named Sean Korn, and she talks about the fact that she did yoga to get yoga arms for a long time, you know, to look really buffed, and then right. all of a sudden she, like, had the experience that yoga was supposed to be.
Okay.
And this is like that. This is like, oh my God, so many women are so much more prone to say yes if you say to them, you know, I want to do this practice with you. Like your hit rate will go way up, but then what'll end up happening is you'll end up getting a really cool experience out of it too.
Okay. You know, I keep hearing about this. I've been hearing about this for years. And so why is it that we need to have a practice? Why is the female orgasm so complex or elusive that we have to have this practice? Can you walk us through that? I mean, what was your experience of discovering this for yourself? Maybe that's the best way.
Welcome to the question of time immemorial. Why is female orgasm so complex? I think the biggest reason is that as women, we have, we're brought up with so many ideas that our power as women actually occurs when we withhold sex. So, like, if I want to get you to do something, then I withhold sex.
Right.
And then if you do it, if you're a good boy, then I give it to you. So what ends up happening is we end up locked up. Our sex is locked up and we're as locked up in it as guys are trying to get it. I think that's one of the hardest things for men to understand. Like I did this New York Times story and the quote that hit big is that women are frozen. We're open in our emotions and frozen in our sex, and men are open in their sex and frozen in their emotions.
And it's rooted in this bartering.
Kind of
dynamic, right?
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Where the guy basically ends up having to beg. And she's not happy either. It's not like any of us are happy sitting back here being starving, not being able to figure out how to get our sex open.
Right.
So what begins to happen is, anytime you want to really open something up, it's just like when you decide to you lift weights, even, or, you know what I mean? You decide often to set a schedule that you do it on. It makes it that much easier to confront this challenging thing. And for women, you know, orgasm is a very challenging thing.
Wow. It just feels like we have to take a stand for our own pleasure. We have to be like, okay, I'm not going to just settle or this being this elusive part of my life that I'm actually going to take a stand for it. And I'm also going to carve out the time and the energy and the effort to make sure that I'm feeling pleasure. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Wow. Okay. Because in our lives, we talk a lot about sex, but it doesn't really have this level of, I hate to use the word discipline, but when you say practice, I think of discipline and that kind of stuff. How does it still be a turn on if discipline and practice is involved?
Well, I'm going to address the first thing you said, and then I'll address the second. So the first is, Freud said this great thing. He said, that which isn't integrated is exaggerated. And I think nowhere in our lives do we see it more than sex. Like, we have this super exaggerated kind of sexuality, you know, mm-hmm. with feather boas and, you know, crazy toys, but no one's actually feeling. And, you know, again and again, it's like 4,000 students later, that's what I'm finding, is that barely anybody actually knows how to feel. So it's a matter of coming back down to basics and slowing things down. And, you know, I did this Qigong practice, you know, like this martial arts kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they had you walk really slowly so that you could notice, you know, how little you notice is really, you know, learn what you don't know.
Right.
So you could notice how little you notice about walking. Right. Mm. And the same thing is true with this practice. It's like really breaking it down to these super basic elements and then building your sex life back up. I think most people just kind of go in there, toss it up and hope it works. And what I'd rather do is get it like from the very first stroke to where you're feeling, and then you're building for the rest of your life so that you don't have to like live the life where your sex life just naturally dies, which is what most people end up in.
Yeah. Wow. But there's two things here, because I've heard so much about how much sex is really between the ears. It's this fantasized world. And what I'm getting about you is like, we're actually learning how to be in our bodies. We're actually learning how to feel. And as guys, we've been practicing daily, multiple times daily, sometimes for guys, like how to fantasize something in our brain and then ejaculate. And I'm not familiar with the female process, but it seems like it's a totally different thing to actually like, well, what am I really feeling down there versus what am I imagining?
So good. Yeah, you're so good. Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't know if you've ever had this kind of sex, but there's a kind of sex that is so superior to any fantasy you could ever have, that a fantasy actually feels like, you know, an interruption in the experience. And that's what I'm going for both men and women.
Okay. All right. So I would love to hear your story. I watched your video on TED and I loved it. And that's what inspired me. I wanted to talk to you about it. Would you mind sharing a bit of that, for the listeners today?
Oh, sure. So my story was, I had a sitting meditation practice and I was actually moving into the Zen Center, and I went to a party, and I met a guy, and he said, I want you to try this sexuality practice before you, you know, move into the Zen Center. And, you know, I'm a woman, so I have a very good defense system. But what he said was, you're going to take your pants off, and I will leave all of my clothes on, and I will only use my finger. It will be for 15 minutes. And at the end of it, you don't have to do anything. And he meant it. I mean, that's the other thing. And I, as a woman, I was like, oh, all of my defenses just died. You know, like I was like, okay. And the next thing I knew, I was doing this practice. And then what happened was, you know, they say that women's, we have 10 thoughts per every thought that a man has.
Okay.
And so what a lot of men don't understand is that we have this chronic narrative running. You know, it's like, la, 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 la. Does he, you know, am I going to marry him? Does this guy look good? Am I enjoying myself? And that's usually what's going on when we're having sex with you. Mm. And so that was happening. And then all of a sudden, though, it was like that traffic brain that is my mind all of a sudden broke open. And it was like, I was on the open road. There was not a thought in sight. And I could feel my body. It was like I could feel every single cell in my body in a way I never had. And it felt like total freedom. And so, you know, on the way back out, it was like, okay, I cannot live knowing that this exists and not having it. So I then started studying. I have almost 10,000 hours of practice under my belt. And and then, you know, once you experience something so amazing and deep and life-altering, you know, and the men around me also were just they weren't like, this is what I looked at your site. It was one of the things I really liked about your site, because they weren't like, you know, learning how to pretend like they were strong. Like, they were actually men who were genuinely unshakable because they could move with a woman through orgasm, which is right. A very intense thing. Yeah. So it's like the men were, you know, and they were also humble, you know, they were just like beautiful and humble and strong. And the women exuded this kind of magical power where, like, you looked at them and they got more and more beautiful rather than less and less. Mm. And I was like, okay, I'm in.
Wow. And I can't imagine that you ever went back to the Zen Center after that.
Well, you know, I went back a few times to cool down. It got a little hot in my practice, but yeah.
And I'm sure every guy's out there is like, wait a second, what happened between her defenses and her actually taking her clothes off? But we'll have to interview that guy some other time. That was that's a pretty great story.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so now I just get like, this is so much more than just feeling good and having women that are more relaxed in the world. This is big. There's something much bigger going on here. I get that you've got your eyes on something much bigger. What's the big thing here for if everyone's really getting to tap into this experience and this powerful state of mind that you're talking about?
It's funny. I think like I just did this interview, like I said, with Richard Dawkins, and he asked that question, and I think he was looking for me to have some utopian vision, and I don't think that's what it is, but I think it's like the world remains just as it is, only better. It's like, it's the same way you feel after a great makeout, right? Everything is a little bit brighter. You feel a little bit more connected to people in the world. You're a little bit more buoyant when you go out into the world. And all of a sudden, it's not like everything is work and effort. It's like you start creating and, you know, everything starts, the electrical grid, all the lights start turning on, right? Mm-hmm. That's what it's like when one person, I know when I, you know, had a practice every single day. So then I imagine if everyone did that and everyone just had this little natural boost of your body being restored to what it's supposed to be like, I think things would shift just in this really nice way.
Let's review the big takeaways from our talk with Nicole. Number one, it may seem obvious, but women having amazing orgasms is great news for all. They're going to be nicer, happier people. So have some compassion for the ladies that don't seem to be very nice or happy. They may just be low on their orgasm count. Number two, learning orgasmic meditation is beyond some kind of trick or tip you'd pick up in Maxim magazine. This is about being sensitive and able to respond to the subtle and powerful energies within a woman. That's not a trick, that's a discipline. Number three, even though your penis doesn't play a part in orgasmic meditation, you will still have a sexual experience. If you pay attention, your body will be responding to your partner's experience. This is a level of sex that goes beyond the dong, boys. Number four, it may seem strange to make the female orgasm the center of a meditation practice, but think about it. No one is satisfied by the archaic barter system where women withhold sex to gain power over men. It may be good for a sitcom plot, but it's time to move beyond that. Nicole mentioned how women are open in their emotions, yet frozen in their sex. And many men are open in their sex, but frozen in their emotions. This practice actually addresses both frozen areas. The end result is a more sexually open woman and a more responsive, attentive man. And number five, this practice opens our ability to simply experience and feel more of everything in our life. How often do we slow down and actually experience the pleasure of eating, or the pleasure of a nice walk, the pleasure of sex? Most of the time, we're racing to fill a hole or to satisfy an urge. We're racing to get to the destination and dismissing the journey. Slow down. Let go of the fantasy or whatever the distraction may be, which is most likely your iPhone. Get into your body. What is your experience? What sensations are you actually feeling in this moment? Let's try it right now. Take a few deep breaths. What do you feel in your feet? What do you feel in your hands? What does it feel like to simply have the air going in and out of your lungs? This is the doorway to the present moment. Without being present, we cannot experience anything, including pleasure. And if we're not experiencing pleasure, then we're drained, we're flat, we're bummed. So get present. Open this channel of communication with yourself and pay attention to the flood of data coming in at any given time. My sense is that much of it is far more satisfying than whatever you're using to distract yourself. So where can we learn more about you? Where can we learn more about One Taste? Tell me where to send the listeners.
Great. So the site is onetaste.us, and the book, Slow Sex, The Art and Craft of the Female Orgasm, it's everywhere. It's at Borders. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And and on the onetaste.us site, you can get the How to Ohm video, which is a great place to start. It's, you know, really, really well done and basic and informative.
Okay, so the guy can actually go there today and see a demonstration of Ohm orgasmic meditation and possibly start this with his partner today. Is that what you're saying?
He could start, yeah.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful,
exactly.
Wonderful. Nicole, thank you so much for taking the time to talk today.
My pleasure. It's great talking to you.
There's more to The New Man than these interviews. Take advantage of all the other free offerings by visiting thenewmanpodcast.com and sign up to receive the email updates today. Thanks for listening.